From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. NATO is sending warships to the Aegean to halt migrant smuggling. NATO announced today it's sending warships to the Aegean Sea, targeting migrant smugglers in the alliance's most direct intervention in the wave of people trying to reach European shores. The NATO mission was put in motion Thursday following backing from U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter. The alliance's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg directed NATO maritime forces to begin moving immediately toward the eastern Aegean. He said the decision was made to help Turkey and Greece manage the tragedy in what he called a better way than we have managed to do so far. Stoltenberg stressed that the ships were not being sent to halt the flow of refugees, just the smuggling operators who transport many of them.
This is not about stopping or pushing back refugee boats. NATO will contribute critical information and surveillance to help counter human trafficking and criminal networks. We will do so in cooperation with national coast guards and working closely with the European Union.
Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeated a threat to banish the 2.5 million Syrian migrants it is hosting within its borders, saying he could bus them to the borders of the European Union. In a speech to a business forum in Ankara, Erdogan confirmed comments that were leaked earlier this week in which he told EU Commission's president that he would expel the refugees if Turkey is not given support for its efforts. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have opened talks in Munich trying to reconcile deep differences over a proposed ceasefire for the Syrian civil war. They're meeting as other U.S. and Russian officials trade allegations of bombing civilian areas in the besieged city of Aleppo. Russia has proposed a March 1st ceasefire. VOA's Pam Dawkins is in Munich and says there are questions about that date.
It is unclear why that date is chosen, but there is concern about that date. Some analysts that I have spoken to have indicated that at the rate of bombing that is taking place in Aleppo, by March 1st, it really could be too little too late. In essence, the Syrian-backed Russian bombing campaign would have driven rebels from their base there by that time.
The U.S. has countered with a demand for an immediate truce. North Korea says it's kicking out all South Koreans from the jointly run Kaesong Industrial Zone, calling the South's move to suspend operations there in retaliation for Sunday's rocket launch by the North, a declaration of war. Dozens of South Korean trucks had already been returning across the border earlier in the day, laden with goods and equipment, after the South said it was pulling out. The U.S., Japan, and South Korea said Sunday's launch was a ballistic missile test and, like last month's nuclear test, a violation of U.N. resolutions. The U.S. Senate voted unanimously in favor of tougher sanctions. At least 52 people have been killed when a riot and fire broke out at a prison in northeastern Mexico. Nuevo León State Governor Jaime Rodriguez said fighting erupted around midnight between inmates from rival factions at Topo Chico Prison in Monterrey. He said the prisoners set fire to a storage area and that authorities brought the situation under control by 1:30 in the morning. Relatives of inmates at the prison gathered outside, blocking a boulevard and demanding to know that their relatives were safe. Some shouted and cursed at the guards when they gave no answer. Others began throwing rocks at them. Global stocks fell sharply Thursday as investors sold off shares and looked for safety in gold and bond markets. Major Wall Street indices were down as much as 2% in Thursday's trading, fueled by a slide in bank shares, anxiety over a fresh drop in oil prices, and a slowing global economy. Adding to investor worries was the cautious tone taken this week by U.S. Central Bank Chief Janet Yellen, who told lawmakers on Capitol Hill that a weakened global economy and the continued volatility in financial markets could hurt U.S. economic growth. Yellen said it was unlikely the Fed would cut its benchmark interest rates from the current level. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.